This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Now a hair growth product with natural ingredients and fast results. Reveal from GCNLife.com.
Government cover-ups. You want to stop tyranny? Well, so does he. Live from the InfoWars.com studios, it's Alex Jones.
There are times in history known as quickenings, where more happens in just a few years than happens in the previous hundred. And with all the technology and the population of the earth exploding, most historical futurists and analysts, and I concur with them, believe, and have been proven right so far, that you're going to see these trends only accelerated further. So we're on the verge of a super quickening, a super turning. That's something David Knight talks a lot about, the fourth turning we're going into, but I'm calling it the mega turning, the super turning. He's going to join us in the third segment in about 15 minutes. Paul Watson's joining us on the Brexit deal that makes England and the UK vassal slaves of the EU. Unbelievable tyranny. Total open borders to the Islamicist. It is incredible. So they're trying to snatch victory from the jaws of defeat on that. But May is set to be basically removed from office over that. Obviously, one of the big stories is that Trump is thrown down the gauntlet and said, there are more than 50,000 people that we've counted in all these different caravans. It was 2,000 a week ago in Tijuana, over the border from San Diego, California. Now it's 5,000. 10,000 are set to show up. It's estimated that within 2 weeks, there's going to be 50,000 people, UN paid for with U.S. taxpayer money, converging on the Tijuana border with the United States. And this is all being orchestrated with Democrat judges waiting on the other side to give them 2, 3, 4 years to show up for their immigration hearing on supposedly being political or religious refugees, which obviously they're not. And the media, oh, it only shows us images of this one woman that looks like she hadn't missed any meals with her two kids that she's dragging into harm's way across thousands of miles, child endangerment, demanding, oh, look, it's all women and children. But we've looked at the numbers. Over 90% are men. It's less than 10% are women and children. This is disgusting behavior. But all of that's on the back burner. We've got reporters being deployed right now to the heart of this. All of that is on the back burner because I happen to have done a little bit of studying on the geopolitical ramifications of what's happening in the EU, what's happening in Ukraine, what is happening in the surrounding areas, and 100% the Ukrainian president is unpopular, just ran this stunt into Russian waters in a Russian port where they have treaties for 15 years and treaties before that for several hundred, that when you enter the port, you radio the port pilots, like it's done all over the world, from Japan to Mexico to the U.S. to Italy. When you come into the port, could be 12 miles, could be 10 miles, a few miles in, you see boats that come in and guide you. Harbor pilots is what they're called. And they've got machine guns on the fronts of their boat. It's called the Coast Guard. And the Russians have Coast Guard. We have Coast Guard. And if you came in to a shipping area and you came in your ships, and you went, try to go under the bridge into any of our international waters, into U.S. waters, and you didn't radio ahead and say who you were and didn't follow procedure, it would be worse than being rammed. You would be rammed, you would be shot up, you would be boarded, which is exactly what the Russians just did. It's cut and dry procedure, and it was all violated so that Poroshenko, or however you say his name, could declare martial law, which he just did about an hour ago. Stay with us.
Stress is a natural part of life. Work, family, friends, and everyday accidents can put a lot of strain on the body and your mood. Don't let life weigh you down. Happies is a powerful mood and stress support formula that has your back against life's daily inconveniences. Made with ancient ingredients used for thousands of years, Happies can help you take back the day. With our powerhouse formula, Happies can be an important part of your daily supplement routine. With poor diet and the constant on and off of your work life, it's more important than ever to support your body in the fight against stress. With powerful ingredients combined to help support the mind and body, Happies helps support during stress, promotes overall well-being, and helps support your mood. Don't live your life bogged down. Help your body overcome the effects of daily stress and pressure today with Happies from InfoWarsStore.com.
The answer to 1984 is 1776. You're listening to The Alex Jones Show.
Well, it's official. What we told you 20 plus years ago is now admitted. There's not just human clones walking around. Edited humanoids that aren't even human and don't even have the same number of chromosomes. Told you China was getting ready to announce it. It's been announced, ladies and gentlemen. And now you're going to see everything just start breaking. A world government system tracking everything you do, from smart toilets surveilling you to not being able to even have a job or buy groceries if you're not a good globalist. Total tyranny is here. Meanwhile, you have the UN funding giant invasion forces with debit cards and training and political operatives leading them, slamming 15 million in the last 6 years into Europe. Now you've got 50 plus thousand marching to meet the 5,000 already on the Tijuana, Mexico, U.S. San Diego border. Some of them actually made it through yesterday. 35 million illegals have already made it in the last 20 years into the United States. But many of those were actually looking for jobs. These people have been politically prepared, politically brainwashed, politically brought in to colonize the United States, and they're on record saying it. We have the treasonous, treacherous UN and Hillary and Barack Hussein Obama helping set all this up, with Peter Sutherland and the Open Society Foundation of George Soros and others. It is an incredible time to be alive. And once you see this 50,000 make it in and overwhelm the courts, then even more will come by the millions until the whole country looks like the worst squalor you see in places like Paris and other areas of Europe that have been completely overrun. It is unbelievable, ladies and gentlemen. Again, we're a radio broadcast first and foremost, but we're multimedia. And so we also have a full TV production operation that's sent out on satellite to TV stations and cable systems, and that all of you can watch as well at Infowars.com/show. And as you know, we're the most banned, most demonized, most attacked program in the world, because we had over 6 billion views on YouTube conservatively, billions of views on Facebook, hundreds of radio and TV stations we still have, and we were raising the alarm over and over and over and over again about the globalist plan to implode the borders, about the secret human cloning programs, about the plan to attack the family, about the plan to attack the two genders, about the entire program through the vaccines and through other systems in the food and water to actually change our DNA and put binary weapons into our bodies so that the population can be forcibly reduced. And now, as private world government gets openly announced, and as all this unfolds, Our credibility has shot straight up. So they first have to demonize us. They first have to lie about us. They first have to create something that InfoWars and Alex Jones aren't, to set the precedent to begin not just our censorship and shutdown, but all of you. The globalists are formulaic, and they're making their move. And that's why it's so critical for all of you to be more involved and engaged than ever, because we've got a fighting chance to turn this around. But if we stand down, and if we let this technocracy take over, and we let these multinational corporations allied with the Shycoms take over, our children, but ourselves as well, this is now here, it's not coming, are facing a true dystopian future. Now, what just happened today in Ukraine is so incredibly dangerous, and it's so obvious, and it's so transparent, that it's sickening. And what gets worse is, when you tune in to mainstream corporate media, even Fox News, none of it you're hearing is true. We know on record from the Ukrainian news and the Russian news exactly what's going on. We know that there is a Russian port that they've had for 500 years, and that they have treaties going back hundreds of years. And they signed another treaty in 2003 where Ukrainian vessels coming into the Russian port have to announce themselves and have a harbor pilot, Coast Guard, just like the U.S. does or any other modern country, bring you into port. Well, they sent in gunboats, and the Ukrainian Navy has said that they intend to blow up a bridge that the Russians have built there. And so the Russians simply came up, bumped the boats. They didn't stop. They had armed men on board, so they took them over. That is standard procedure, and it was done by the Ukrainians to violate standard procedure and law to create a pretext for the so-called president of the Ukraine, Poroshenko, to declare martial law, which he has now done. Here are the Russians on their loudspeaker and their Coast Guard telling them to pull over, telling them to announce themselves and communicate. Military tugboats with men on the deck with machine guns. When they don't do it, the Russians ram them to disable them and then board them. Our news is calling this an act of war, and NATO is talking about military action against the Russians and starting a physical shooting war. This is what's going on, ladies and gentlemen. You know, the Russians don't have an illegal alien problem. They don't let the Islamists crash over their borders. Only Europe does that. You know, the Russians aren't teaching five-year-old boys that they're really girls and vice versa. And coming up at the bottom of the hour, I'm going to go over the entire history of this. I'm going to break it all down. I'm going to show you the treaty. I'm going to show you the facts. Not conjecture. It's not siding with the Russians. It's siding with reality. But the Crimea is basically a peninsula sticking out from Russia. Let's put a map on screen. And there is just a tiny little area of water between Russia and Crimea. Russia started in Crimea about 600 years ago. That's like saying the U.S. started in Boston. And then you have Russia proper. They built a bridge across there to Crimea. The Ukrainian government wants to blow it up. They've said they are. And they come out of the larger sea into this bay that's always been Russian held and has their main gas pipelines coming through and has their naval base there. And now here comes the military of Ukraine saying they intend hostilities in past years. violating a 2003 treaty in the Kerch Strait. And it's all there, coming right in to start a fight. So, last chance to stay in power, Ukrainian president signs decree on martial law. Oh, and you guessed it, suspending the elections. All the provocation. I'll break it all down, play all the videos, bottom of the hour. But I'll talk about this critical juncture in history we've reached. But David Knight, we come back. Please don't forget, without you, we're not here. Plus, we have great products everybody needs. We are extending the biggest sales we've ever had from last week's Black Friday for a few more days, but it's got to end in a few days, for Cyber Monday. And this may go for a couple days, but a lot of our best-selling items are very close to selling out. Store-wide free shipping, 50% off all InfoWars Life incredible supplements. That's Brain Force, that's X3, that's X2, that is all the best-selling products, and double Patriot points for a few days more. Instead of 5% on each order towards your future purchase, it's 10%. Don't forget about signing up for auto ship, an additional 10% off. A lot of these are lost leaders. Take advantage of it and fund the InfoWar today at InfoWarsLife.com or InfoWarsStore.com to find the main site. We'll be right back.
Most of you know that heart disease is the number one silent killer in the U.S. What if I told you for just $54.95 a month you could fight against heart disease naturally? At Heart and Body Extract, we've been helping thousands of people get back to a healthier heart. Don't just take my word for it. Check out all of the success stories at hbextract.com. Or to order, call 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. hbextract.com. Don't risk it when you can take charge of it.
Folks, this is very important information. What's to be said about CBD? AncientLifeOil.com. Our CBD is made from hemp and has 0.003 THC, which means this wonderful product won't get you high, no matter what amount you take. What does CBD do for the body? My hands are tied, but you can Google CBD benefits and be astounded. When you're finished reading, you'll want to log on to AncientLifeOil.com. That's AncientLifeOil.com. And purchase. Life is good when you feel good. People are tired of pain. People are asking for non-GMO organic products to help them with, you fill in the blank. Legal in 49 states, and again, our CBD is made from hemp. Ancient Life Oil is about helping people, one by one by one. If you wonder how good the product is, the CEO takes it every day without miss. AncientLifeOil.com. That's AncientLifeOil.com. Have a great day.
We know you've had dragon's breath in the morning, but you've got to experience dragon's breath at night. Wolfhill Ammo's Dragon's Breath, an incendiary shotgun round in 12-gauge, 20-gauge, and a 410 with an amazing muzzle flash and a fireball that launches up to 125 yards. Pure fun to shoot. At Wolfhill Ammo, we love shotguns and offer the best specialty shotgun ammo on the market. Visit WolfhillAmmo.com to see our large selection of specialty shotgun ammo at great prices with flat rate shipping. WolfhillAmmo.com.
Anytime, any place, anywhere. Radio remains the most intimate of all forms of media. At home, at work, in the car, on smartphones. Over 90% of consumers still listen to radio every week. That makes choosing radio as a place to advertise your business one of the best decisions you can make. Email advertise@gcnlive.com and partner up with an experienced GCN representative. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
It's been said, any society is only 3 missed meals away from chaos. Those times may be near. Think about it. Our country faces multiple terrorist threats and aggressions from Russia and North Korea. Social unrest and violent marches yet again may lead to looting of stores and city shutdowns. And our crumbling infrastructure leaves our power grid vulnerable to long-term outages from a single cyber attack. When the chaos from any one of these threats arises, the government knows it can't provide during a widespread national emergency. That's why you need your own plan for self-reliance. That's where My Patriot Supply comes in. Get a 4-week survival food supply for only $99. That includes breakfast, lunches, and dinners. Order online at preparewithgcn.com. $99 for 4 weeks of survival food that tastes like homemade cooking and lasts up to 25 years from My Patriot Supply. Get your kits today at preparewithgcn.com. Free shipping is included. Preparewithgcn.com.
By now you know that wireless technology like cell phones do in fact pose dangers to the health and privacy of everyone. Lockit Pocket's wide range of products are unmatched in providing the protection you deserve. No scare tactics, just common sense. LockitPocket.com offers quality American-made options to alleviate and eliminate these invisible dangers. Learn more at LockitPocket.com or call 888-315-9618. LockitPocket.com, enhancing health and privacy.
Waging war on corruption. It's Alex Jones.
Poroshenko, the real dictator of Ukraine, evidence shows he stole that election. The country's been in a civil war since Soros and the UN and NATO openly funded the overthrow of the elected government. Now they tried to seize the Russian-controlled East that's always been Russian. All hell is breaking loose, and there is a port area that Russia's had for 500 years on its border, and there is a bridge going into the Russian territorial waters. They have a treaty. Now a bunch of gunboats pour through it under orders not to follow the orders of the Russians and the Russian Coast Guard. And so just like the U.S. Coast Guard did, they rammed them, took out their rudders, and boarded them. And now Poroshenko has declared martial law and is talking about suspending the elections because he's about to lose them. I'll cover all this in the next segment in great detail, but I wanted to get David Knight, who hosts the David Knight Show, 8 a.m. to 11 a.m., to pop in about a topic he covers a lot that I agree with historically, these turnings that happen at key points where the future course for the next 100 years or so is governed. And we see a global realignment against the tyranny of the globalists. We see huge awakenings, but we also see a lot of change, period, good and bad. Human cloning being announced. We already knew what's going on. World government being announced. Massive censorship being announced. The UN trying to smash borders, corporations, new kinds of warfare. All the AI, all of the social credit scores, tracking people. All hell's breaking loose. Everything we've been talking about for decades is now confirmed. And we know that this globalist system is a very authoritarian, very anti-human, very nasty group. And there's a global race by these different power structures to see who will get the technocracy in place. They admit that at Davos. So here we are facing the authoritarian technocrats. The general public's in somewhat of a daze, but it's starting to awaken. Historically, what triggers these big turnings? And I'm calling the fourth turning the final turning. Because if we don't make it through this turning and we don't try to reverse some of this, you can see where the lines converge in really what you call Armageddon, literally. The final turning, the mega turning, the most important turning. What would you call this period, David Knight?
Well, you know, I've talked to Hugo de Garis many times, and he's talked about artificial intelligence and just that one aspect. He talks about the fact that we might have an Artelect war, artificial intelligence, and essentially the technocratic elite going to war with the rest of us. And he says that's going to result in gigadeath. And I think that's just the tip of it, quite frankly, because there's so many other aspects of this. As you're pointing out, Alex, this information coming out of China, the fact that they have broken this prohibition of DNA manipulation of babies, that's very important because when you do it to a baby, when you manipulate the seed DNA, then it has the capability of propagating any of those changes, whether they're good or bad. Any mistakes that you might make are propagated to future generations. It's very different than the kind of medical manipulation that they might do for treatment to an adult, because there they can come in and they can change certain cells, but there's so many billions and billions of cells in a mature adult human or even an animal that any changes you might make, like they've changed the DNA in monkeys, for example, to allow them to be able to see in color. But that is a temporary thing because eventually the body replaces those modified cells. But when you do it to a baby, then it propagates to future generations. At the same time we're seeing that, they're coming out and talking about how they're going to start geoengineering, as if they haven't been doing that, saying, hey, look, we can change the climate. We can put stuff up in the stratosphere and so forth. They've been talking about this for a very long time.
And our real crime is that we wanted to have a debate about this before it became standard and ubiquitous. And so our crime is being dead on and trying to warn the public and being not futurist, but being realist, because this stuff's already been around for a long time. The decision has just been made to roll it out. And you look at China. The model of the social credit score, now going nationwide, then going worldwide in the next 5 years, and our own government's trying to push this and adopt it, they admit they're going to gene edit by law to have approved embryos that'll be subservient. That's the end of humans. These aren't humans.
Yes.
And that's why they have the trans movement, where you can't say a man's really a man, not a woman, because they're getting you ready for the biological androids, and it'll be a crime to say they're not human.
It's a Brave New World agenda, and China doesn't really care about what anybody thinks. They don't care whether people know what they're doing or not. And so they're coming out with these different things and talking openly about geoengineering, about genetic engineering. They're talking about the control grid that you're talking about. They're creating an underwater AI facility in the South Pacific, as well as projecting their military power. They really don't care. And the European globalists, like Macron and others, even though they might try to control this, you got Hillary Clinton and John Kerry saying, hey, you guys in Europe, you need to slow this down. The people are starting to notice. They don't care because they've got an agenda. They understand that with the natural cycle of human generations, that this is all going to be done by 2030. So they've got to pour it on whether or not people realize or not. And, of course, the Chinese don't care. So they're out there talking about all this stuff. They're talking about their geoengineering, and that's why they have CNN and CBS start to talk about this. They're openly bragging about their genetic engineering. And so it's a combination of the time frame that they're up against, knowing that they've got to get this in place by 2030. There's going to be a major societal change one way or the other by 2030. And so they have that kind of pressure put on them. And then you've got the other side of it where China's just openly bragging about what they're going to do and establishing a new world order, a brave new world order, I guess we could say.
And let's be clear. You just said it perfectly. The future of the world is to be decided by 2030, and all the forces of godless globalism who believe humanity's actually obsolete are preparing their so-called transcendence, and the decision has been made to bring in a true dystopian mass culling. And meanwhile, humanity's starting to wake up at a spiritual and cultural level to this threat. And so they're actually accelerating their program now, which means it's going to cause even more unseen crises and problems. That's why all of you speaking out now is so incredibly critical. I mean, how much credibility does InfoWars have now that we've been the cutting edge of exposing this whole exact program of a worldwide dystopic technocracy and human clones and gene editing and world government? Because that was the plan. And now here we are, David, and we're the bad guys. We have to be taken off the air.
Well, that's why they had to move now, even as in your face as it was, for all of them to move at once to take InfoWars off of social media. It was imperative for them to do that. They had to do it before the election, and they had to do it because all this stuff is coming out, and we would be telling everybody on social media. It would really ramp up if we had a bigger footprint.
They couldn't have us there to celebrate that we got populists elected, that we overrode their tyranny, that our audience, who are activists at this, we were right about the clones and world government, right about it all, and right about the migrant caravans. No, they have to have total media supremacy so they can say there's still no migrant caravan, David.
Well, and you know, as I was talking about in the program earlier today, we have this Nina Burley from Newsweek magazine, and she was coming out saying, you know, all these AR-15 owners, they're mass murderers, and the few that aren't are paranoid freaks. And she got pushback on that, and she said, well, I've just reported you to Secure Democracy and to Robot Labs. These are the people who, like the Southern Poverty Law Center, are serving the Democrats. They give them a list of people that they've identified as being bots with their bots. And,
if you dare argue with them, you're dehumanized and you're a Russian, and then you get removed. The social score is already here, and they've got their Stasi enforcers. Oh, and Google is moving in the former East German Stasi headquarters. David Knight, weekday mornings, 8 a.m.
It's really hard to have the energy at the end of the day to still get to the gym or to go for a run or go to the park or, heck, even take your dog for a walk. Believe me, I know. I spend hours in front of a screen and then hours in front of bright lights every day. But thanks to Super Male Vitality at InfoWarsStore.com, I still have that energy. There's no way I could have the energy at the end of a long day to fight back against the chemicals in the food and water, to fight back against the modern-day lifestyle with the screen time and the extended hours, to still have the stamina and endurance, energy, and drive to get to the gym, get to the park, and get exercise that you need for your health. So go to InfoWarsStore.com and get Super Male Vitality before it's gone. This is actually our last run of Super Male Vitality. So I want you to experience Super Male Vitality before it's too late.
Unleash the Super Male in you. Super Male Vitality. InfoWarsStore.com.
My doctor makes more informed decisions prescribing my blood pressure medications based on the data I presented to him on the Smart BP app.
That's one.
Smart BP can export a colorful, detailed blood pressure report that I can bring to my doctor.
That's two.
Smart BP is easy to use and intuitive, and the features on the free version are very generous.
And that's just three of the thousands of five-star reviews of Smart BP, a new blood pressure tracking smartphone app from Evolve Medical Systems. Smart BP is the only app designed for ease of use and seamless connectivity to help manage your blood pressure and keep track of your health at your fingertips. With Smart BP, you can automatically sync your blood pressure measurements through Apple Health and Microsoft Health Vault. Connect with Apple Watch. Easily print and share detailed reports with your doctor, plus many more features. Smart BP is free and available both on Apple and Android devices. And be sure to search the App Store for Smart Blood Pressure from Evolve Medical Systems. That's Smart BP from Evolve Medical Systems, the Smart Blood Pressure Tracker.
Extendivite, a seven-herb combination made from garlic, cayenne, hawthorn, bilberry, ginkgo biloba, valerian, and milk thistle. Extendivite feeds our body with the right nutrients to keep us healthy. Just listen to what Arthur has to say.
I was just calling to tell you what a great product you have. I had used this about, 10 years ago after I had congestive heart failure. And it fixed me up and got me going for the last 10 years. Lately, I've been having heart trouble again, so I placed another order because this was the only thing that ever worked. And I just wanted to let you know that you have a great product.
To order, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822. Or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
This is George Norrie from Coast to Coast AM and History Channel's Ancient Aliens. We support the amazing energy, nutrition, and skincare products from Jeunesse. Jeunesse products are designed by leading doctors in their field with natural ingredients and even stem cell technology. These products help your body perform and look better. Shop Jeunesse at GCNLife.com or call 1-844-443-6637. GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Live from Austin, Texas, broadcasting worldwide, it's Alex Jones.
I'm just an average man with an average life. I work from 9 to 5. Hey, hell, I pay the price. All I want is to be left alone in my average home. But why do I always feel like I'm in the twilight zone? And I always feel like
ladies and gentlemen, we are back live broadcasting worldwide. I am your host, Alex Jones. And Paul Joseph Watson joins us from the United Kingdom to talk Brexit. to talk about the total betrayal that Theresa May is engaged in. Also, the fact that the leader of Ukraine, who came to power after the West overthrew the elected government of Ukraine 5 years ago, is set to be voted out in major polls, so he just declared martial law. Now, we're still going to see if the cabinet and then their Congress or their parliament accepts that, but he has signed the decree of martial law after he sent a bunch of his armed patrol boats into Russian waters, into the Russian port, violating a 2003 treaty and many, many others, where you're supposed to call to the port and tell them you're coming through. So this is a total provocation. The Russians have seized several of the boats and over 20 sailors, and obviously rammed some of the vessels to stop them and board them. So we're going to look at that with Paul Watson. And then you've got the ongoing Islamic invasion of Europe, tied in to the migrant invasion here that slammed into the border. Some of them made it across yesterday. Most of them have been stopped, but tens of thousands more are coming. So what we saw in Europe is now happening here. Meanwhile, Theresa May refuses asylum for Pakistani Christian hunted by lynch mobs to appease British Muslims. That's right. Well, it's rude if you don't let them kill the Christians. They don't let Christians live in Pakistan, but that's okay. Come on over here and we'll bow down to you because you're a good voting bloc. That's all coming up with Paul Watson here in just a moment. But first, we've had the biggest sales in our history because it's end of year. We want to get all the stock out, so we have to pay inventory on it. George Soros has been trying to shut us down, trying to take our banking away where we can't even process credit cards. You saw PayPal and others go, but we've got others. But I'm not going to sit there with a full warehouse of T-shirts, water filters, air filters, high-quality non-GMO heirloom seeds, really high-quality supplements. We're moving to sell everything by the end of the year and clear out our warehouse. And to do that, we're giving the biggest specials ever on everything. Store-wide free shipping, 50% off on the high-quality supplements. That's X2, X3, Brain Force, Ultimate Bone Broth, Super Male Vitality, Super Female Vitality, Colloidal Silver, Super Blue Fluoride-Free Iodine, and Colloidal Silver Fortified Toothpaste and Mouthwash, Happy's Mood and Body, Knockout, Ultimate Sleep Formula, Ultimate Turmeric Formula, Bodies with 95% Humanoids, DNA Force. What an incredible deal on that flagship product. Pollen Block, BioTrue Selenium, Vitamin Mineral Fusion. It's all there. 50% off bare minimum. Some of it is 75% off. Double Patriot points on top of free shipping. Instead of 5 points towards your next purchase, 10 points. InfoWarsStore.com, InfoWarsLive.com, or 888-253-3139. I want to thank you all for your support. We're going to have to end one of these specials. I may be able to extend this Cyber Monday special to Wednesday or Thursday, but one of the sales that's got to end is the Alexa Pure Pro stainless steel gravity fed filter for $127. That is because the folks that make it want to get rid of it all before the end of the year, and they only had a couple thousand. It's down to less than 500 right now, so that's going to end in the next few days. Alexa Pure Pro water filtration system. Now, ladies and gentlemen, $127. Many competitors aren't as good, or $350. It's a great deal at $249 usually. Now it's at $127. And that's a mistake on the shopping cart. I don't know why we did that. Maybe go back to that. We'll get that fixed ASAP. It says retails $149. No, that was the last super special. No. Retails $247. Always has been. That's what it is. So we're going to get that fixed for you post haste right now. We're going to do that live on air. So for yourself, your family, as a gift, it's a great time to do it. All right, joining us for the balance of this segment, the next, Paul Watson of InfoWars.com and NewsWars.com. So much insanity going on as different power brokers jockey for control. Everything we talked about for decades now out in the open. World government, edited humanoid babies being born in China, humanoids being grown in cows, total open borders, imaginary caravans slamming in, just total censorship, Christians under attack everywhere, Christians refused asylum when they're actually famous and have had death sentences for being Christian, and people are trying to murder them, not allowed into Europe. I mean, what in Hades is going on, Paul?
Well, yeah, Alex, you mentioned a Christian asylum seeker out of Pakistan. This ties into Brexit as well. The immigration problem in the United Kingdom is not European immigrants. There's this big debate over, you know, ending free movement of people between European countries. Polish people aren't the problem coming to the UK. They mainly get jobs, they work hard, they do integrate to a great extent, they're Christians. They're not the problem, okay? You look at the rape gangs in the UK, 84% of the members of those rape gangs are Pakistani or Bangladeshi, okay? You've still got tens of thousands of Pakistani and Bangladeshi immigrants combined. It's probably over 50,000 at least every single year to come into the UK. The Pakistani population of the UK, just over the 10 years between the 2001-2011 census, increased by nearly 500,000 people, Alex. This is a country of just over 60 million population. You've got 500,000 Pakistani alone coming in over the course of 10 years. That was 2011. There's probably another 500,000 now, and those are the ones who actually fill in the census. So these are the people causing the problems. They're overrepresented in crime statistics. They're vastly overrepresented in gang rape statistics. So then you get one Pakistani woman who was the victim of a lynch mob because she tried to drink from the same water supply as men in Pakistan. They're out on the streets basically demanding her death. She's desperately clamoring for asylum. Theresa May says no, because it might upset the precious Muslims already in the United Kingdom. What does that tell you about Theresa May, about the Conservative Party, which promised to reduce immigration to the UK to the tens of thousands? It's currently over 300,000 a year. They've done absolutely nothing. This Brexit deal's a total sellout. They get the opportunity to virtue signal to some extent, letting one Christian Pakistani refugee, and they say no, because the feelings of Muslims in the United Kingdom are more important. Absolutely.
Muslims
incredible.
Are God to the left and the globalists. Why are they God?
Because they've aligned with the same forces that want to tear down Western civilization. I mean, look at this UN migrant pact, Alex. They say, oh, it's not legally binding, but then they say it's politically binding and lawyers will use it to argue their cases. This basically makes it a human right to illegally emigrate anywhere in the world. Of course, most of these people are coming from the Middle East and North Africa. The UK is going to sign on to it. Again, we're having this whole debate about why people voted for Brexit. Yes, some of it was to do with immigration. I mean, so she's bragging about ending movement of people, which you won't even do for years and years anyway. We can get into that. Meanwhile, she's signing on to the UN Migration Pact, which makes it a human right to illegally emigrate to any country in the world from the Middle East and North Africa. Alex, there was an MEP who came out on Thursday, who had the headline on InfoWars, MEP warns new UN pact will make it illegal to criticize mass immigration. So it's not just about Islam anymore. It's about if you post on Facebook that maybe allowing hundreds of thousands of people into the country every single year might not be a great thing. That is now going to be hate speech under this pact. That's how bad it is.
And so the UK votes, never voted to join the EU, votes to get out 18 months ago. Longer than that now, like 2 years ago, plus. And magically, it turns into you'll be arrested if you criticize open borders and unlimited Muslims are coming in, but no Christians, because we got to leave them overseas and get killed.
Water is the single most important thing your body needs, so you want to be sure it's the purest for you and your family. For over 14 years, thousands have depended on Berkey Clean Water. The Berkey guy has you covered at home, work, and on the go. With water filtration systems of every size for every budget, now GCN listeners receive 10% off ceramic filter systems using code GCN at GoBerkey.com or call 877-886-3653. GoBerkey.com.
Trading involves financial risk and is not suitable for all investors.
Marijuana has unleashed a green gold rush across our nation. It's creating $10.8 billion in new wealth a year. And every day, it's transforming more and more Americans into millionaires. Former Speaker of the House John Boehner reveals how you could become one of them. Join him online for the American Cannabis Summit. Attendance is 100% free, but space is limited. Join online at www.acs2018.com. John Boehner and an esteemed panel will reveal which cannabis stocks are primed to deliver life-changing windfalls. Plus, they will show you how to become a cannabis angel investor, backing the hottest startups before they potentially become worth billions of dollars.
To join the American Cannabis Summit, visit acs2018.com or text JOIN to 76280. Don't miss this once-in-a-lifetime opportunity. Text JOIN to 76280. Text JOIN to 76280 now.
Hear that? That's the sound of a house being trashed while a gang of thieves ransack the place. And what they don't steal will be destroyed.
This year, resolve not to be the next victim of a break-in. Go to faketv.com and discover a device that creates the illusion someone inside is watching TV, even when you're miles away. Security is a mindset, and Fake TV should be part of your security solution. Be vigilant, but not fearful. faketv.com.
Have you heard the warning from the dead doctors don't lie guy? I'm talking about Dr. Joel Wallach. He says if you have a 4-inch medical chart, if you take prescription drugs for high cholesterol or high blood pressure, arthritis, joint pains, or other health issues, the medical profession is failing you. They're using you for an ATM machine. That's what he says. He has a free lecture revealing what pharmaceutical companies don't want you to know. There's been groundbreaking research and discoveries on how to effectively treat or eliminate over 900 different diseases naturally. And it's all in this free lecture called Deadly Recipe. You want it free? Call them toll free at 855-79-YOUNG. You ready? 855-79-YOUNG. Dr. Joel Wallach, the dead doctors don't lie guy, says there's no reason why we shouldn't live to be at least 100 and have a great time getting there.
The Genesis Communications Network is one of America's premier broadcasters of captivating talk radio. We thank you for listening. Now, just imagine, there are thousands of people who are just as passionate about radio as you are. But what you may not realize is how easy and affordable it is to advertise with us. Radio commercials for your business could be heard on hundreds of radio stations across the U.S. every day. We can help you by creating an effective radio advertising campaign for your company. From script writing to producing your commercial. Just like the one you're listening to right now. No other network provides the level of customer service we do. When it comes to radio advertising, we are your one-stop shop. And no matter how big or small your business is, we can help. Email us at advertise@gcnlive.com and an experienced advertising executive will help you take the first step towards driving more customers to your business or website. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
Big Brother, mainstream media, government cover-ups. You want answers? Well, so does he. Live from Austin, Texas, broadcasting worldwide, it's Alex Jones.
Live, we are broadcasting worldwide. This is the most demonized, most lied about, most attacked show in the world. Because we're pointing out there is a corporate international race working with authoritarian regimes to bring in a cashless society grid of total control. Now, Paul Watson's done a very powerful video that I'm going to be airing today in the third hour. The truth about China's social score. It's already here. And out of the gates, they're saying, if you talk to someone with a low score, your score's dropped. And you won't be able to move 1 inch without it. you will then starve to death. This is their announcement out of the gates, and it's being adopted here. We must say no to this. Remember, just a few years ago, I was a crazy kook talking about this. Infowars.com broke this in 2014, a Paul Joseph Watson article. And I worked with Paul on that article because I was reading some white papers, and we talked about it. We said, folks, this is the future. Using all the data, face scanning, who do you talk to, what you do, into one platform. And then once you comply to it, then they start adding more and more you've got to do to comply. And now it's like they almost control your soul. You'll think and say whatever they want. And, Paul, that leads me to this. Twitter is now clamping down on anti-trans abuse. And it says that deliberately misgendering someone or saying that a man who's biologically a man is really a man, and if a nurse refuses to do a pap smear on a man because he doesn't have a vagina and because he doesn't have a cervix, he will be fired. Twitter permanently bans feminists for writing that men aren't women. That's like saying, you know, tigers aren't blue whales or Easter bunnies don't exist. But this is, and Laura Loomer got banned over the weekend for exposing genital mutilation and Islam selling women into slavery. That's hurtful. You just heard Paul cover earlier, mainstream news. They won't let a famous Christian woman in who's got fatwas out, who was going to be given the death penalty, who they've sworn to kill in Pakistan. She wants to come to the UK, and they said, no, you would anger Muslims. So here it is. Twitter permanently bans feminists for writing that men aren't women. The new rules of service also acknowledge that marginalized groups and marginalized, including women, people of color and LGBT people, tend to face more abuse on the platform. This includes targeting of misgendering or dead naming. It sounds like a crazy language. San Francisco came up with it. So San Francisco is running its eugenics cult to destroy the family and has tentacles shooting out across the planet. We need a wall around Texas, a digital wall, a wall around America from the traitors in San Francisco working with the Chi-Coms and others to take down the free society. Paul Watson, your take on this and where this is all going.
Well, they've actually put into a policy now which basically dictates that you can't ever acknowledge that Bruce Jenner ever existed. That's what dead naming is. Dead naming is referring to somebody when they used to be a man or used to be a woman now that they're transgender. So for you to merely post a video of Bruce Jenner from the Olympics or whatever, or even discuss him, that is now a violation of Twitter's terms of service. Of course, the big fork in the road is going to be Ben Shapiro, because that's his whole shtick, is talking about the transgender issue. That's how he came to prominence a few years ago. He's obviously more aligned with the establishment neocon wing of the Republicans. He was a never-Trumper. So if they go after Ben Shapiro, that's going to be a fork in the road. But as we posted today on InfoWars, they just banned an Iraq war vet, Jesse Kelly, literally four. His friends died in Iraq. He came back injured, only to be silenced by Silicon Valley, by San Francisco. He was on Tucker Carlson a couple of months ago when you got banned on Twitter saying, listen, Alex Jones is the first of many, and now he's gone. They didn't even give him a reason. He's banned from Twitter. As he said, Laura Loomer basically criticized female genital mutilation. She's banned from Twitter. Somebody did a list of the most prominent conservatives on Twitter. There's like five left now, Alex. It's like Ben Shapiro and a few others, depending on who you categorize as conservative, but with people with over like 200,000-400,000 followers. There's literally about five people left now. So, you know, I joked that someone like Lindsey Graham will be the last person on Twitter in 2038, and he's on a final warning for forgetting to include one of the letters in LGBTQI, blah, 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 whatever. That was wrong. That's going to happen even sooner than that. That will be the next thing. If you forget to include one letter in LGBTQ, you know, ad infinitum, then you'll be gone from Twitter. So, yeah, where's the executive order, Alex? I mean, it was supposedly in the pipeline for the past 2 months, and then it just disappeared, didn't it? If Trump doesn't address this, he's going to upset a lot of people within his base. But the other thing that's happening with Twitter, Alex, is that Instapundit, which was a pretty big account on Twitter, literally just retired. He said, that's it. My ideas aren't welcome here. What is the point in putting any time and effort into a platform which hates me and makes me feel unwelcome and is about to ban me anyway? So people are now literally retiring. Fox News hasn't tweeted for 3 weeks since Twitter refused to pull down tweets threatening Tucker Carlson's family after that Antifa raid on his house. So Fox News has basically retired from Twitter. Who will be the next prominent name to retire from Twitter, and will that send it down, Alex? They're already hemorrhaging users. They call it killing bots. I haven't grown up. I was getting, 500 new followers a day. Now it's nothing, or it declines every day. So they're losing thousands and thousands of followers a day. Is it going to go the same way as Facebook, or is it just going to become an even bigger echo chamber for the left? But that's exactly what they want, because they're not real liberals. They're authoritarians.
Paul, look, we already have a social score here. It's not a social credit score. It's a behavioral template to quote, surveil everything you do and then penalize you and others until you are basically conditioned to follow whatever orders they give you. And then they can always change those orders and expand them. So it's not coming. It's here. This is clear and present authoritarianism, and it's a cult, where they want to bring out the cloned human babies. They want to have the gene-edited humans that really won't even be humans. And then they want to make it illegal if you criticize any of that. So they're starting with men turning into women and women turning into men. And they make it first, don't be hateful. I don't hate any of these people. Most of them are mentally ill. But now they want to target your kids and tell them they need to have this done to them and brainwash them and psychologically abuse them, which it clearly is. And then if you try to dead name and say, here is Caitlyn Jenner when he was a man, and he's always been a man, he didn't even have the surgery to remove his male genitals. So this is a cult where they sit there and they tell you, you will say what we want. You will believe what we want. And if you disagree with what we're doing or us sexualizing your children, please get that thing off the screen. If you're doing this, it's these men dressed up in clown outfits. If you don't let men in clown outfits come talk to your children about their genitals, then you're a bad person. So you always wondered how the pedophiles and how the control freaks that have taken over the Vatican and everything else would do this. They're doing it. It's here. They're ending humanity as we know it. It's a full assault on the species. Paul Watson.
Yeah, now they're actually incorporating it into the curriculum in schools in Sweden, Alex. Meanwhile, sterilizations of men have doubled, I think in Stockholm, tripled over the past 5 years. So that's a coordinated move. In the UK, there was a big scandal recently in schools. Children as young as 5 and 6 turned out they were autistic children, and the teachers were abusing that and calling them confused so as then to press onto them this idea that they were maybe transgender, maybe they needed the hormone blockers and the sex change, literally sending them to doctors and hospitals, kids as young as 6, when they were just autistic kids with learning difficulties. So it is a child abuse issue right now. But again, you can't talk about that on Twitter, otherwise you get banned. And again, it does go back to this social credit score thing, Alex, because they take off-platform behavior into account. So now if you say something bad on Facebook, Twitter recognizes that, you get banned on Twitter as well. Same thing in China with the social credit score. Hey, at least China's being honest about what they're doing. At least they're being upfront about it. The irony is the sheer hypocrisy of the media in the West decrying China for what they're doing while cheerleading for and lobbying for the exact same thing with media, with social media in the West. That's the hypocrisy.
And they literally have public events where small children stick money in the G-string of fat men shaking their asses. And Twitter and Facebook say, along with Google, they were taken down for daring to say it's wrong. It's the total assault on reality.
Bags under the eyes, crow's feet, fine lines and wrinkles are things adults complain about as they age. Now, there's Instantly Ageless. It works in minutes and is great for men and women.
I've probably noticed in the past 5 years that my eyes have gained a lot of fine lines, wrinkles. My crow's feet have gotten deeper. Wow. I was hoping for 5 years, but that's like what my eyes looked like 10 years ago.
That is really cool. Wrinkle gone?
It's easy. You just put it on your finger and go.
Now, I wish I had more down here because I can still see one wrinkle.
I am a little bit emotional. I'm turning 40. I didn't think would be a big deal to me, but that looks like the me that I feel like inside instead of what I see when I look in the mirror.
Try Instantly Ageless today at GCNLife.com. That's GCNLife.com. 30-day money-back guarantee and preferred price discount at GCNLife.com. That's GCNLife.com.